Disclaimer: the opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to Popcorn Perspectives. I'm here with Blake and Mark, and today is a surprise episode for Mark.
Mark, today we're going to be a little bit out of your comfort zone. We're going to be doing a draft of the best performances of all time, both men and female.
Oh, just like any performance?
Yeah, like any performance. Just like what is, I mean, for you it's going to be what are your favorites, but also what are the best. So,
Oh, no, honestly, I'm feeling good about this. Honestly, I thought it was about to be a lot worse, to
are
be
going,
honest.
Are we
right?
Going but, snake? Ooh, snake draft?
Are we?
Yeah, we could do snake. Sure.
Well, since it's your surprise, you can go first.
Yeah, Mark, you got the first overall pick in the draft.
Okay, let's get after it. What's the category, guys?
There's no category. It's just free reign.
Ooh.
You get whatever you want.
How many picks do we have?
I think we're doing five.
We'll do five.
Five?
Rapid fire.
Oh, my gosh. And I have no... Dang. Okay, bet. Okay, let's get it. Let's start it. So, are we starting male, or I can do male or female?
Male or female.
You can do whatever you want.
Okay, since I have nothing on the top of my head, my first male performance that I think is one of the best of all time is Andrew Garfield in, Hacksaw Ridge?
Hacksaw Ridge.
That's not a bad pick, actually. I thought you were going to say Spider-Man.
I thought that too, and I was like, I mean, he was a good Spider-Man.
Blake and I picked it.
Yeah. That'd be funny, but no, Hacksaw Ridge. Yo, if you actually didn't know, Hacksaw Ridge is actually one of my favorite movies ever. Yeah.
It is a solid film.
Yeah, man.
Mel Gibson, too.
Good story.
No,
true story.
And I was going to say, just the fact that it's a true story, it's so crazy, you know? And like, I don't know, like, I feel like he actually portrays it like...
No, he does it really well.
Yeah, dude. Like, you could feel like the tension, the emotion.
For sure.
Yeah, man. Really good, but started off with
good
Andrew
cast too. Vince Vaughn, Sam Worthington, I believe.
Yeah, Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
No, it's good. Sam Worthington was in that too. Yeah.
Wasn't it Oscar nominated too? No.
He was definitely nominated.
Blake.
I'm going too. I got the middle pick. Okay. I'm gonna go with the certified GOAT of all time, Daniel Day-Lewis. There Will Be Blood. You've all seen the compilations on TikTok.
I've abandoned my child.
I've abandoned my boy. I drink your milkshake. Like that. It's a very good performance. Great movie.
You could argue any of his performances are.
Yeah, My Left Foot. He's really good.
Gangsters of New York.
Yeah. What else was he in? Phantom Thread.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lincoln. Yeah. You know, that's why people consider him the GOAT. That's my pick at number two. Sort over to you at the third pick, Lucas.
I'm going to go Heath Ledger, Dark Knight.
Okay.
I think there was, like, the performance that he put forward was just, like, so psychotic in a way that it was, like, like, you know what I mean? Like,
he controlled the movie.
He almost made himself insane through that role.
Yeah.
And to be able to control a movie in a supporting role like that, is just insane.
I agree with that 100%. He took over that movie and outshined Christian Bale, who, in his own respect, is an amazing actor, one of the greatest of all time as well.
Yeah. All back right. To me.
R.I.P.
Oh, yeah. Are we
going Snake?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
With my second pick, I'm going to go a little different route. I'm going to go Al Pacino in The Godfather.
Which one?
I think.
That's a good pick.
Part two.
Yeah, okay.
Right. I think that being able to portray that role, it's one of my favorite roles in a film, just because of the not wanting to be involved with the family, but being in it instead. And I think the last scene in part two, where he's just at the dinner table sitting by himself, even though there was no dialogue, I felt like that, of the two movies, was the most impactful part just from an acting perspective.
Yeah, no, 100%. He especially in the first movie, it's crazy because Marlon Brando won Best Actor for that with limited screen time, but also just like he didn't really deserve the award, in my opinion, because just Pacino was amazing. He was also unknown going into that movie; like no one knew who he was.
Mm-hmm.
And he took command, and that kind of started his crazy collection of great performances.
And then he ended up messing up the Best Picture nomination this year, but we're going to let that go because he's a legend.
He is a legend. I think it's my pick now. I just mentioned him. I'm going to go with Marlon Brando for On the Waterfront. That is like a really good movie. Could have been a contender. Like everyone knows the dialogue, or not the dialogue, the monologue. Not everyone. Mark, do you know it?
No, I actually didn't watch it. But it's okay. We'll get to put definitely on the watch list, right? After this one, so.
Do you know what year it came out?
This year.
Nah. Do you know who Marlon Brando is?
If you give me like 30 seconds, yeah.
Okay. So Mark is going to do his research of who Marlon Brando is and come up with one quick fact. But he's great. Great performance. Like I said,
he's so good, bro. How would I know this? First of all, this is a setup question because both of you guys knew very well. I definitely don't know Marlon Brando.
Mm.
He was born April 3rd, 1924, in Omaha, Nebraska. See, that was my fun fact. But yeah, there's
Nebraska.
No way.
I didn't know he was born in Nebraska.
Yeah. I thought he'd be born in like the East or something like that.
Yeah.
Or East. I mean, the moment I saw the picture, it was in black and white. I already knew it was over.
Anyway, Mark, it's back to you.
Shoot, man. I'm not going to lie. Like, you guys got me panicked. I've been trying to think of my picks for that entire last round.
You started off pretty strong, though, with Hacksaw
Ridge. But you know what? I'm going to switch it up because you guys didn't show any love to the ladies yet.
Oh.
And I'm going to go with a performance that touches my heart. And I'm going to go Kate Winslet in Titanic.
Going back to Titanic.
Yes, man.
Okay, yeah,
I'll take that.
That's a good one, man. Like, you know, can't go wrong, bro.
Yeah.
Everyone loves Jack, too, so she showed how much emotion and everything. So, you know, that the scene when they're on the piece of the door or whatever, the piece of wood at the end?
Yeah.
That's, hot take, I've never seen Titanic.
I think I remember you saying that. That's a...
Have you actually not? Yo, what the heck?
Blockbuster movie.
You watch all these movies. You can't watch the greatest one of our century.
Okay.
Ooh, big claim. Big claim. Big claim.
No.
Yeah, but let's get the list started off with some ladies, right? So I think that's a great one to start off with.
I think it's back to you, dog.
Oh, shoot. It is back to me.
Don't say Leo in Titanic.
Don't.
Actually, no, man. You know what? Let me go for some diversity, too. So, let me go with my favorite black actor. I'm going to go with Jamie Foxx in Django Unchained.
Okay.
That's pretty good. Oh,
I thought you were going to say Ray.
I thought you were going to say Ray as well.
Ray's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know. I just like... I don't like the vibe of Django Unchained. Like,
you don't like the
vibe? No, I like the vibe. Like, I don't know. His performance,
I like his performance, but like you just like the vibe of just like
I don't know, man. Badass, yeah. Or yeah, he's him.
Yeah, but
and he bounces off what's his name? Christopher Waltz.
Christoph Waltz.
Yeah, okay, exactly. Yeah, he bounces off him really well. And that's pretty fun.
Christoph Waltz is like up there for me as the greatest of all time, in my opinion.
Definitely, like I mean,
he's put out some pretty bomb performances, for sure.
Especially supporting.
No, you do remember Inglourious Basterds?
Yeah, he was insane in that.
That's the one, man.
Yeah, he had like a, was it two, was it back-to-back or three-year or four-year stretch where he won two Oscars? I don't think he's been in much movies since, so.
And he already did what he had to, man. Yeah, well, it's always good to see
him,
right?
He got his legacy, he got his rings, or his trophies locked up. I'm going to be... dipping into the diversity real quick here. I'm going to get my first female off the board for best acting performances. Give me Natalie Portman in Black Swan. I think that movie kind of like messed up her like psychological thing. She won best actress for it. It made the movie. It's probably one of the most like highly regarded like performances for a female of this like era. So, plus, she's gorgeous. So I just
Natalie Portman.
Yeah, she is.
Has my heart.
She has my heart. Just a very nice and beautiful lady. So that's my pick for my third pick.
Okay. With my third pick, God, I want to go diverse, but one just popped into mind. I'm going to go with Cillian Murphy and Oppenheimer.
Really? Just, dang.
Just because I think Cillian Murphy is one of my favorite actors, and I feel like he really captivated that role well.
Yeah.
And I know it seems kind of like not a great pick just because of like how recent it was, and like you kind of always have to look back for performances.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think he captivated that role so well.
Yeah.
And bought into that role so well, being a method actor as well.
Yeah, you know, he like dived deep into that role and really gave an introspective analysis on J. Robert Oppenheimer.
Oh man, bringing out the big words, man. Yeah,
I got the
vocab. Word of the day: introspective.
Introspective. Introspective. Popcorn perspectives. We are.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh man.
Popcorn perspectives and introspection.
You guys upped the budget for this episode, huh?
Yeah, we brought in the big guns. We brought in the vocab.
I'm gonna stick with. I'm not gonna go diverse or female for this one, but like one of the most underrated performances in my opinion of all time. Another supporting role. I just watched the movie again the other day, Robin Williams in Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, yeah.
I just think, for me, that was such a subtle role, but I think he played it so well. And of a person of Robin Williams' caliber, a comedy actor too, playing that role, I just think it was amazing. It, with support from, obviously, Matt Damon and Skarsgård in that one. But I think it's an underrated performance, but everyone knows it's just masterful.
I remember, like, I saw something like Matt Damon was, like, talking about, like, and Ben Affleck were talking about getting that movie made, and they needed a name to, like, elevate it and actually get it into production. And Robin Williams, like, saw the script and signed on, and that kind of, like, Robin Williams is the reason why we know Matt Damon and Ben Affleck today. So it has not just, like, it's not just a great performance, it has influence and impact. And
it's also, like, Casey Affleck.
Yeah, Casey Affleck.
Cole Hauser. You guys watch Yellowstone?
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Rip.
I know Yellowstone.
Yeah.
So that's your...
Four, baby.
3 and 4. All right, I'm going to go for my fourth pick. I'm going to go to another guy who's considered one of the greatest of all time. I'm going to go to Robert De Niro, and I'm going to go with Raging Bull. It's kind of like one of my favorite movies of all time. Played Jake LaMotta like a stud. You could even say, like, him in Taxi Driver is just as good, but I don't know, I thought there was another level of acting in Raging Bull, so I'm gonna go with that with my four pick before I go to my last. Unless you guys got anything to say, I think we throw it to Mark and give his
I'm not gonna lie, yeah, the pressure got to me this round. I don't know if these are the best picks, but honestly, no, I think I'm comfortable with the fact that they're true to me, mm-hmm. you know? And they're very Mark picks.
You just got to be true to yourself, yeah.
Mark's going home winning today.
Yeah. No matter, like, what we decide, Mark, you win.
Thanks, guys. That's the positivity you need. It doesn't matter what order I go in, but you guys know I love me some Leo.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is an underrated movie. I don't think you guys would expect me to pick this. Oh, I'm going Leo.
I know what you're going to say.
In Blood Diamond.
Blood Diamond?
Yeah. I think it's Blood Diamond.
What is Blood Diamond? I've never heard of that movie.
I've seen Blood Diamond. He was pretty insane in that.
Yeah. It's the one where he plays the South African.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. No.
His South African accent is like on like point.
See, I dug deep in the bag for that.
63% on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm just joking. I don't know. I haven't seen it, so I can't comment on it. But like that, out of all of his roles, like just like, I mean, I'll take your word for it. Maybe I'll give it a watch.
Hey man, give it a watch. And then my second pick, I want to go. Again, it's really me pick, but we're going Will Smith, Shark Tale. No, I'm joking.
No.
Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah. Oh, great movie.
That's a great.
It's just a feel good movie, man, and you know, I want to feel good going home today. So
it is a feel good movie.
Couldn't leave the list without mentioning that. But yeah, sum up. That's me.
Yeah, that movie definitely. You could say it slapped or rocked your world. If you know what I'm saying? Because he slapped Chris Rock.
Where's Will Smith now?
Dealing with Jada. just dealing with those shenanigans. But no, I like that last pick. The last pick, like, that's a good pick.
Really good performance. Thanks, guys. Dug deep in the bag there, but
yeah, you reached deep in your bag there. That's good. I guess it's my last pick. I definitely want to kick it off with it. I want to add to like my to my draft of greatest of all times, and I think I'm gonna go to a female. I'm gonna go to a female GOAT consensus. Meryl Streep. I'm gonna go with her performance in The Iron Lady, where she played Margaret Thatcher. She was very good in that role, and it's not the last movie, but like last time she's played a lead role, and she really killed it, and kind of like cemented her as the GOAT. And I don't know. I just wanted to get Meryl Streep in there because she deserves her flowers.
I feel like I always hear about her, but I've actually never really watched a movie with her in it.
Have you seen
The GOAT, man?
Have you seen The Devil Wears Prada?
I've never seen The Devil Wears Prada.
No, I've never seen that. Yeah, man.
She's in Kramer v. Kramer too.
What else is she in?
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia.
That's the GOAT movie.
That's the GOAT?
That's the GOAT movie.
Gosh, what's that? The Post, is it called? The Post?
Je ne sais pas.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
GOAT nonetheless, though.
Nonetheless, she's a queen.
Fair enough.
Queen bee.
Yeah.
With my last pick, I'm going another, the psychotic route. I'm going Anthony Hopkins in Silence of the Lambs.
That's a good pick.
I think those are the acting performances for me that really dig deep, just because you're playing a maniac and you're playing a psychopath, and like,
I was gonna say
he's pretty insane in that.
Yeah, he's pretty intense, man.
Yeah. Also, shout out to Jodie Foster though in that movie.
That's what I was about to say. I was actually thinking about digging Jodie Foster because she's also one of the greatest actresses of all time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Goes back a long way to Taxi Driver too. Yeah. She was 14.
I remember like my dad said that Anthony Hopkins in Silence of the Lambs was like Heath Ledger's performance before Heath Ledger's performance.
100%.
Ooh, that's a good comparison, actually.
100%.
Yeah.
He controls that movie.
Yeah. So
the ending to that is also insane.
It is insane. Yeah, definitely unexpected. I remember the first time I watched that, I was just like not expecting that ending. Yeah.
No.
So
who won?
Well,
not Mark.
We already decided that Mark like won.
Mark's going home winning.
Yeah, I won in my heart.
You won in his heart.
Yeah, and I won in the hearts of the prospectivers out there.
I don't know. I feel like, we did this off the top of our head. I feel like with more research, we could have like constructed like, kind of like a, I don't know, like a Toronto Raptors type of like draft analysis of how they built their championship team kind of thing. But like off the top of our heads, I think we all made some pretty good lists. But
no, for sure.
Oh man,
I think
Kate Winslet as starting point guard.
A point? She's running the point?
Yeah, man.
I don't know. She might sink. Lucas, did you pick a female actress?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lacking diversity.
Yeah, you lost.
I don't know. You might win in skill, but like the court of appeal and like judgment of like morality.
Putting me up for antitrust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not going to be... They might not like that. So, I mean, like, I don't know. I still thought your list was pretty good.
I think it's settled. Congratulations, Blake.
Oh, I win?
I mean, he has
diversity and picks.
Yeah, man.
Best
of both worlds.
Can we give finals MVP to Kate Winslet, though?
Yeah.
Finals MVP, and, like, she just gives a little speech about, like, how she's still on that little door in the middle of the ocean and just, like, waiting for Jack.
She'll never let go of him.
See, Lucas doesn't know what we're talking about.
Oh yeah, right? You weirdo.
Yeah.
It's okay. We could listen to the songs together, Lucas. No way.
You've never heard that.
Maybe it's just you.
Me? I don't know. Okay.
Maybe you're not doing it right.
It might be because like I don't have like good music sense.
It's okay. Don't worry, everyone.
But Mark, you got it.
I'll educate him after.
Yeah. You will teach him about the Titanic, the history behind it, but also the great movie from James Cameron. A Canadian, by the way.
Oh.
Shout out James Cameron.
Shout out James Cameron.
Avatar.
And, just like that, guys. That's it, man. This is it.
This is the last episode of Popcorn Perspectives before we end this semester. And
we'll never see each other ever again.
Yeah, it's not like
ever.
It's not like we have another year together.
No, never.
Within our beautiful sport media program funded by your Toronto Metropolitan University.
No, this is...
Brought to you by Toronto Metropolitan.
This is the very last day, guys. It's been nice meeting
you. Thanks for doing this, guys. It's been fun.
Yeah, no. Maybe we'll continue the show next semester.
Ooh. Maybe.
Or maybe we'll add a little twist onto it.
Or maybe we'll just continue it without Mark.
Do we get the spinoff series? Yeah. I get the spinoff series.
Or maybe Mark will...
Better call Mark.
Maybe Mark will just have his own series where he just talks about the Titanic the entire time.
Leo.
Kate. And maybe James Cameron as well.
Yeah, man.
Well, we'll have to find out next year, but thank you for tuning in throughout this entire semester. On behalf of all of us, I think we can all say thank you. And thank you for tuning in to Popcorn Perspectives. Keep up with your movies throughout this summer.
Keep on popping.
Keep on popping.
I love you guys.